It is 93.3 WMMR, Everything That Rocks. I am Jackie Bam Bam, and all my bat lines for our vintage local shot this week. This gentleman and his brother gave Gamble and Huff their first number one hit regionally in Philadelphia. In the fall of 1967, it ended up spending 15 weeks on the Billboard charts and sold over 1 million copies. From the great Soul Survivors, we have Charlie Ingwe on the phone, and we're going to talk to Charlie right now about the big, beautiful benefit and memorial we're having for Charlie's brother Richie, which is taking place this Sunday, 2-6, at the Underground Art Center. Charlie, also part of David Alsickings in the Pocket Projects. So Charlie, how are you, my man? And welcome to our show.
Charlie,
how are you?
Jackie, I'm so good. Thanks for having me on.
So David Alsickings from the Hooters and in the Pocket Project gave me the phone call. We have a big benefit and memorial for your brother Richie. It's going to be a beautiful one. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, well, it's going to be at Underground Arts, as you said, and we're going to have In the Pocket performing in its entirety. We're going to have a bunch of guests. We're going to have Rob Hymer from the Hooters, who I'm going to do a couple of duets with. We're going to have Duke Williams and the Extremes. We're going to have, and you talk about vintage, we are going to have As We Stroll Along Together. We're going to have Time. They're going to stop by and do some a cappella for us.
Wow, the Times.
So In Love, the number one street corner doo-wop song from the early 1960s.
They're all coming out for this one.
Yep. And they're going to stop by, do a couple tunes. We're going to have Don Van Winkle from the original American Dream, you know, that Philly band with Nick Jameson, Nicky and Delicato and all. We're going to have a bunch of other people stopping by and really performing some good music, man. Plus, not only that, it's going to be a celebration. We're going to have a party. It's going to be a party.
Charlie, it sounds like they're going to work your ass off this weekend.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, I will definitely be there. It's a big day, and it's a Sunday, and everyone could join us. It's an afternoon show, and it's all ages, and you get your information and your tickets in advance, or they will be available at the door, undergroundarts.org. And Underground Arts is located at 1200 Callow Hill Street. And if you can't make it, donations can be made to GoFundMe.com, Richie Ingwe Memorial Fund. I want to talk about your big song, Expressway to Your Heart.
Yeah.
Gamble and Huff, it was their first one. You made these guys big. How did it happen? Like, you and your brother were up in New York, and Gamble and Huff, I guess they sent you this song, and how did it come about?
Well, actually, we started out in New York. We were playing in Atlantic City on a Labor Day weekend, probably 1966, and a bunch of kids from Philly walked in, loved the band, and said, hey, why don't you come up to Philly and play at a club where we hang out, 13th and Locust, which in those days was just a fun neighborhood. I don't know if it's still happening today. Probably not. But in those days, it was just a real good, fun time. And so we did. We went up to play it at a place called The Living Room. And we were introduced to Gamble and Huff by Jerry Blavitt, your good friend Jerry Blavitt. They had this song, Expressway to Your Heart. And they thought that our style, Richie's and mine, because we had the two-part leads, which they loved, they thought it would work. And it did.
Boy, did it. Was a smash.
And it became really the first big crossover record for Gamble and Huff.
Kenny Gamble wrote that going to, was it D.D. Sharp, his girlfriend at the Times house, and he was stuck on the Schuylkill?
That's true. That's what Kenny told me. He said that, he was on his way, got stuck in traffic on the expressway to go see D.D., and that's what happened. There you go. I'm glad it happened.
Wow. So we'll definitely hear that this Sunday. You and your brother recorded two songs with In the Pocket. You do Backstabbers by the OJs?
Yeah, we did Backstabbers, and we did a tune called Soon You'll Be Gone. Now, In the Pocket, it has been a project that we've been involved with for the past 5 years or so, and it's just a great project with a bunch of great Philly musicians. We've had a lot of fun with that. David has really played a big part in getting this memorial concert together. He's been very supportive, as all the guys and all the musicians in the Pocket have been just really good. And I'm going to be there with my band, Soul Survivors. We'll be there.
And if you've never been to a In the Pocket show, one of the highlights, you just bring the house down when you come out there and you do your song, Soul Survivors Expressway to Your Heart. Just rolls the roof off.
Yeah, I mean, Expressway, everybody's familiar with that tune. It's an amazing thing. It's a phenomenon. I mean, wherever I go, all over the country, people know that song and like to sing it with me. So that's, I invite people to sing it with me. And we'll be doing that at the benefit. We'll have a good time, I promise you.
Charlie, it's an honor to have you on our show tonight. A legend.
It is my pleasure, Jackie. My pleasure.
So we'll see everybody this weekend, Sunday afternoon, again, 2 to 6. Get your tickets in advance at undergroundarts.org. They're $20 in advance, $25 this Sunday day of the show, and they'll be available at the door. And don't forget, GoFundMe.com. Donations can be made for Richie Ingwe's Memorial Fund. And it is a memorial benefit and concert for Charlie's brother, who passed away earlier this year, of the Soul Survivors. And the whole gang will be out to celebrate the life and what a great life it's been. And like you just heard, Richie's brother Charlie's going to be working his ass off up on that stage. God bless you. Charlie Ingwe of the Soul Survivors. Thanks for being on the show, Char.
Thanks, Jackie. This is Charlie Ingwe, Soul Survivors, and I just pulled over because I can't believe that I'm listening to Jackie Bam Bam on 93.3 WMMR, and I love it.